right. Yesterday in a House session, the House of Representatives, including three Republicans siding with Democrats, voted to repeal an 1864 law that bans most abortions except for the life of the mother. And three of those Republicans, Representative Wilmoth, Representative Gress, and Representative Timothy Dunn, were the three Republicans that voted yes to repeal. Joining us now is Representative Dunn to talk about that. Thanks for doing this morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this vote. What led to your decision to vote with the Democrats to repeal this law?
Mike, you know, this is one of the toughest decisions I've had to make. But when you look at what is coming down on the ballot, driving the liberal extreme ballot measure to have full-term abortions up until the birth with the doctor's note, we know that they're going to drive people to put that on the constitutional amendment on the ballot. With, if we leave the only option of having zero abortions except for the health of the mother, it'll be zero or full-term abortions in our Constitution, and we have to, you know, we can't do that. We've got to be able to defeat that ballot measure, and in my heart of hearts, the only way to do that was to eliminate the 1864, which was reauthorized in the 70s by a Democrat governor. Don't forget that, but we had to eliminate that, so we go back to 15 weeks, and now we have a better chance of stopping that and defeating that ballot measure so we can save more babies' lives long-term. The whole thing was about saving babies' lives.
So do you think the reverting back to this 15 weeks is going to be sufficient, or do you think there will be a Republican ballot initiative that spells things out differently that will also be on the ballot for voters to vote for, in addition to the one that's getting signatures from the group that wants to put it in the Constitution?
Our caucus is actively discussing that. We, now that the 1864 law is moving, the pre-Roe law, we have it's a clearer path for our caucus to come up with ideas, and it's definitely on the table. We're going to work that together with the Senate and see what we want to do. What's the best chance of putting something on the ballot? And so, yeah, we're active conversations about that. But the main thing is we need to defeat that ballot measure, because it is terrible to have full-term abortions.
Representative Timothy Dunn is joining us. He represents District 13 in the Arizona House. Did you have discussions with, and was there a lot of pushback from the pro-life people that were saying you need to stand your ground on this and leave this law in place? And if that happened, how did you respond to them?
It switched on now. Legislative District 25 to the West Valley.
And, oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, I just to make sure people understand. But yes, this has been an all-consuming since the court case came out. For me personally, talking to constituents, talking to pastors, and talking to pro-life folks, I've sat down with the Right to Life folks, and we do disagree. We're all on the same team. We want to save babies. We want to defeat that ballot measure and try to save as many babies as we can. So I have a disagreement with some folks on what the best way to do that is, and that's the struggle for the vote yesterday. But yes, I know people would thought we could just not do that, and we could just bring out the vote to defeat the ballot measure. I chose otherwise, and I think at the end of the day, we need to drive people and go to the It Goes Too Far campaign. There's a on the website. We need to come together now and to defeat this, because with Republicans, independents, Democrats, it goes too far. But I have had nothing but conversations, all consuming, since that court case came out.
So have you had conversations with the other two Republicans that voted yes in the House ahead of time? Did you know the other two were going to vote yes before you voted yes? And if so, can you let us in on a little of those conversations?
Representative Gress has been very vocal for the 2 weeks that he was going to vote yes, and has been kind of spearheading, challenging leadership and on that standpoint. So we knew that he was going to vote yes. We've talking to him, Mr. Wilmoth. I know that he was planning on. He'd said that publicly to me. But I really didn't have any. We didn't know where he was going to be at on the day of yesterday's vote. We just knew Mr. Gress was going to vote, And yesterday morning, I decided, yes, for sure, I was going to vote, because I think we're going to save more babies.
When you look at this from an election standpoint, is there a concern about being elected to office? Is there a concern about the safety of your seat from your constituents, from your supporters, and pushback? Or do you think they're going to understand the reasons why you did this?
You know, we're going to always have people that disagree with any of the votes we have taken. So there will be definitely people, but I've had people reaching out from my district that have a series of text messages thanking me for the vote. And so we're a very conservative district, and I don't have a primary and I don't have a general right now, but that's not why I voted for it. I voted for it in my heart of hearts that it was the right thing to do. But yeah, we'll be answering questions, and I'm sure we'll have some folks that are definitely disagree with me and they've reached out as well. So, and that's okay. I mean, we're a republic, and we can have the disagreements on our different votes and our different ideas. But, you know, I listen to people, and they know that I'm trying to do the right thing for the state and for the best I can.
We are going to be speaking with the speaker, Speaker Toma, in a little while. Did you have any discussion with him? He put out a statement yesterday, very disappointed that this was voted to repeal in the House. Have you talked with the speaker before or after your vote? And what did he have to say if you did?
We talked to him. I didn't talk to him yesterday about it. I talked to him last week about it, and that's when I told the caucus we'd wait and have our caucus have more time to look at this. I know that he was disappointed as we move forward that we wanted more time and really didn't want this to go to get voted on. But he respects my opinion, and I respect his. And he's a great speaker and a great man, and so we get along very well.
Well, I appreciate the time. I know that this is a difficult time and getting out in front of it. Sometimes it riles people up, but I appreciate the thoughtful way you answer the questions. And I look forward to seeing what happens next on this big issue.
Sounds good. I'll come on anytime. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks. That's Representative Timothy Dunn joining us. He was one of three Republicans that voted yes to repeal the 1864 abortion law. And to sum it up, the position from many is that they are pro-life, but they are saying we see what's coming down the track in November. And if we leave this existing law in the books, what will happen in November is going to alter the Constitution of Arizona. It could never be changed. And it's going to enshrine the right to abortions much later in a pregnancy, enshrined in the Constitution of Arizona. So we need to do something now. It may not be what we want, but we need to do something now that is much better. And so that is the position he has taken.